Greetings and welcome to another episode of TechNet Radio. I'm here with Eric Gold, and we're going to talk about Storage Space's physical disk validation PowerShell script. You can reach me on my blog, itprogoober.com, which will also be the final resting place for this video and the video series. Welcome, Eric. Welcome to the show. And can you start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do for Microsoft, and then we'll dive into the technology.
Totally. So I'm Eric Gold. I'm a program manager in the core file systems team at Microsoft. I work on technology with Storage Spaces, which is Microsoft's storage virtualization technology, primarily used for providing resilient and reliable storage for enterprises. And today, I'm going to talk about an update to a script that Brian Matthew and I, another PM, have written, which we call Validate Storage Hardware. And what Validate Storage Hardware does is it will take a collection of disks in an enterprise storage environment and validate the hardware to make sure that that the physical disks have good enough performance to run a general Storage Spaces workload. So for more information on how to set up Storage Spaces, we have some guides online that we'll link to in this demo. But I'll begin with walking us through how to set up the script and then how to interpret the output from the script itself. So to begin, before running the script, you can download the script from TechNet, and in order to run the script, you must download two additional tools as well. The first one is Disk Speed, and the second one is Disk Cache. And both of these can be, you can get them both from Microsoft.com and TechNet. You have to make sure that these two tools are in the same directory as the Validate Storage Hardware script. And that's basically it. Once you have that all set up on one machine, you're ready to go.
So, Eric, these downloads, we'll go ahead and post those on the accompanying blog post with this video so that we have easy access to those links.
Mm-hmm. That would be excellent. When you're ready to run Validate Storage Hardware, there's two basic options. You can just open the command line in the directory that you have placed the script and run it, and you'll be good to go from there. There's a few other options relating to designating where you would like to choose an output path or what set of physical disks you would like to test. All of this is available pretty easily in the help text inside the script itself. So I won't go into too much detail about this. When you run the Validate Storage Hardware script, the script will test all of the poolable disks available to the storage system. So this means that any SAS disk that is visible to the node that is the script is being run on will be tested by the script. When you run the script, you can expect it to take about 6 to 8 hours for a 240 disk system. So that means I'm not going to run the script here in this demo because it would take a really long time. So instead, what I've done is I've already run the script using a small virtualized setup. I created a virtual machine and created four virtual disks and ran the script on this setup. So I can show you the output that the script produces, and we can get a sense of how to interpret what's going on here, because I think that's a little bit more interesting than just, you know, learning how to type some PowerShell commands and see some output fly up on the screen.
Great. So the underlying reason why you would want to run this is just to check the performance of your underlying subsystem for use with Storage Spaces. Is that correct?
That is correct. So in the past, we've encountered a lot of problems where people are trying to deploy Storage Spaces, but they're not able to get the performance they need, or they have trouble configuring it. And often there's a lot of just common pitfalls that come up. Some of them include setting the write-back cache on hard disks that should not be set. Another example would be multipath I/O. Just the performance sucks because they have the wrong load balancing policy set up. So this script is designed to test all of those little, not quite edge cases, but all those common pitfalls, and it's hopefully going to show you what's either going wrong, or if nothing's going wrong, then it's going to validate that your hardware is at a level where you can begin running storage spaces workloads.
Wonderful. And the validation, once the validation is complete, if there are issues, it'll point out to where those issues are?
That is correct. I will go through that in the output of the script itself. The script will test for a few common scenarios. At the beginning of the script, as you can see in the output window here, there goes through a few steps. The first one is validating the physical hardware. So the steps here basically make sure that four or fewer disk models are present in the system. So this means that if you have five different models of solid state drive, that's not a recommended storage spaces deployment, because in general you only want to have two different types of drives, because you'll have one type of drive for the SSD tier and one type of drive for the HDD tier. So we make sure that you're not using too many different types of drives. After that, the script will validate that all the firmware on the drives is identical and not blacklisted. So basically, if you have multiple different versions of firmware on your drives, that's another common source of problems where things just won't work because you're using outdated firmware. Next, we check the disk health, and after that, we make sure that the disks are SAS, SATA, or NVMe drives. As we're going down, we also make sure that every drive is poolable. So this is the PowerShell status can pool. And in this case, I skipped the write cache settings because I was using virtual hardware, so you can't set write cache on virtualized hardware. But in this case, what we would do is we would turn off write caching on every drive in this step. After that, there are some MPIO specific tests, but again, I was running a virtualized environment and I didn't configure it to do MPIO, so I'll go over that.
So whenever we want to turn those off in our environments, is that an easy flip a switch, or will we have to remark that code to do that?
So all these tests will happen automatically if your computer is configured to have them. So if write cache settings are available, then they'll be tested. If MPIO is installed and the disks have multiple paths to them, then the MPIO tests will run automatically. There are switches in the script which you can adjust to turn off MPIO tests, but I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Okay.
So after that, we go through a long performance testing section where we basically run disk speed on all the drives in several different formats to try and make sure that all the drives have generally similar performance and they all will be performant enough to actually run a standard workload. So right here you can see that we are running disk speed on each drive model to make sure that, just to get like a baseline idea of what we can expect from the system. So what the script will do is it will run disk speed on each disk and make sure that each disk is healthy, and it will create a standard deviation and try and figure out if some disks are performing very poorly. Maybe you want to remove those disks from your system, and we'll alert you that that particular disk is an outlier and you might want to remove it. Mm-hmm. So you can see here that I only have one model of disk because I was trying to just run this on a small deployment and get output fairly quickly. So you can see I have this virtual storage device, and it has some standard disk speed output where you can see it had 6,746 megabytes per second read, and IOPS were in the 43,000 range for read and 48 for write.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yes.
For read, that's pretty good. For write, yeah, it's decent. The mix is actually interesting. It's kind of in between. So, okay. So after we run the single drive performance test, we have to go through a preconditioning phase to test to prepare each drive for more in-depth performance testing. So we go through that, and after we're done with running the preconditioning phase, we go through an overall system throughput test. So what this will do is it will run disk speed on every disk simultaneously, and figure out the maximum IOPS and the maximum megabits per second of data being pushed to the disks to give you the theoretical maximum performance you could get from your hardware setup. So in this case, you can see that I had four disks, and the numbers that I'm getting here are more or less four times what we saw from the previous section. So on the individual drive performance section, you can see mixed IOPS was 158,
mm-hmm.
and here mixed IOPS is 463, so it's like three times. Well, maybe one of them was not quite as fast as the other, but in general, it should be about the number of disks you have multiplied by that number. So after that,
because it's doing it in parallel, so it's doing multiple.
Yes, that is correct. It's basically doing a parallel run to make sure you're basically trying to detect where your bottlenecks in the system might be. So in this case, we can see that we don't really seem to have any major bottlenecks because we're generally seeing three times, not quite four, but again, it's all virtualized hardware and it's pegging the CPU 100% basically because it's, again, virtual hardware. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit, this test here might be a little bit difficult to interpret the results, but you can still get a sense of what you should see and what you should expect to see.
Sure.
So as we go down, we then test individual drive performance. This section is a little bit more interesting and useful. You can see that for each disk, we will go through a read test in this section, a write-only test in this section, and then a mixed test in this section. So mixed would be 70% read, 30% write. And you can see we are providing numbers for every single disk. So you can see that disk 55 has a latency figure. The 50th percentile latency is 0.082 milliseconds, which is pretty good. And the 95th percent latency is 0.11 milliseconds, which is still pretty good for reads. You can see right here, since I'm using virtual hardware, the write tests were substantially worse. This particular example right there, you can see I have a latency of like a 95th percentile latency of that's going to be 1.458 seconds, which is not very good.
Mm-hmm.
So after we're done doing individual performance testing, there is an overall, we take the maximum latency we've seen from each of the disks and report that. So right here you can see that the disk 54 has a re-latency max of 1,563 milliseconds, and that will correspond with the so it's going to correspond with the absolute maximum latency we've seen on any single I/O.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be slightly higher than the number you saw for the 95th percentile latency. After that, the last step and the most interesting section of this script is the overall health check for each disk. So you can see here, what we do is we output each disk model and we give it a very clear evaluation, fail or pass. In this case, all of my disks failed because they're all virtual hardware and they all have terrible latency for I/O performance. But if I was not using virtual hardware, you might be able to see some disks pass. And you can see we give a clear error message here that says the 50th percentile latency was high, and since the 50th percentile latency is high, everything above that is also going to be extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it. If in a standard setup, you would usually have more than just four disks here. You'd probably have at least 16, more like probably like a couple hundred. So this would be very helpful because as you're going through evaluating the performance of each individual drive, you'd clearly be able to see, oh, this disk failed, this disk passed, this disk is a worn. I know I should replace that disk because it's an outlier from the others. So it's just a very handy way to understand which disks are could potentially cause you problems in the future.
So since all of these failed in your virtualized environment for this test run, does that imply that virtualized disks are not really adequate for running storage spaces, or is that just your particular environment?
It's just my particular environment. So I wouldn't say that you shouldn't use storage spaces in virtualized environments. I was running all of these tests on just a standard desktop device with some not very enterprise class disk drives. So I wouldn't say that storage spaces is completely unusable for virtual environments. It's just the hardware I was using was not enterprise class. You can't glean too many performance numbers from that.
Got it. Great. Thanks. Appreciate you clarifying that, Eric.
Cool. So at the end of the script, we perform a brief cleanup section, which is not that interesting to the user. And that's about it. From here on out, you're ready to go to begin running the next set of scripts, which will begin creating storage pools and storage spaces on your physical disks. And from there, there's a final script where you can evaluate the theoretical maximum performance benchmarks you receive from the system after it is completely configured.
Okay, so just to rehash, the script, we ran the script, and on whatever machine we run the script on, it's automatically going to query the disk subsystem for any disks that are available, and it's going to scan everything to find out what is viable for use in storage spaces. If a disk is already allocated to storage spaces, it's not necessarily going to be scanning that because it's not viable. Is that correct?
That is correct. That disk would already be in a storage pool, and right. It would have can pool equal to false. So our script would not test that particular disk.
Okay, so this is something you want to run before you set up your storage spaces.
That is correct.
For the validation.
That
okay,
is correct.
Great, got it. Now these other two scripts, we're going to come back with part two, and we'll go into some more detail about these. But in a nutshell, to get started, all we have to do is execute this first script, and we can gain from the reports whether it's these individual disks are a pass or a fail.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Great. So, Eric, are there other topics that you cover in particular? Are there other things that you want to lead our users, our viewers to?
At this point, I would say the biggest advice we have been publishing for a while now is, anytime you're seeking to build a storage spaces deployment, we highly recommend trying to work with an OEM or someone who can provide a deeper level of technical support than you spinning up your own storage spaces deployment. Because even with the tools that we're providing here, it is possible to run into some common pitfalls, and it's generally the experience with working with an OEM is superior to trying to deploy this yourself. So that's the general recommendation we've been posting.
Okay, great. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you joining us today, and we'll be looking forward to the next episode where we talk about the other tools.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks a lot.